Welcome back to Rotary Radio, and on the line now is Joy Walker, and Joy is with Rotary International Zone office in Parramatta, in New South Wales, and I guess that's where a lot of Rotarians at club level wonder what goes on. What does go on, Joy?
Quite a bit, actually, and thank you very much for inviting us to be part of the program.
It's about time, isn't it?
Yes, it probably is.
Yeah, it's a good point.
So, is the line between your office and the club offices nice and clean and straight, or has it got a lot of hooks and corners?
No, it can be very nice and clean and straight. If club leaders have any questions or Rotarians have got any questions, they can certainly get in contact with us direct. We work, of course, very closely with the districts and the district governors as well, but there is no need for the clubs to go through anybody else before they come to us.
How easy is it to get the information to you?
It's very easy. We can be contacted by email or by telephone. We don't get too many of the old-fashioned letters anymore, but we still do get
the... It's probably a good thing.
Sometimes it is. Often they're from people who aren't very happy, unfortunately.
Now, in a perfect world, you wouldn't have any problems whatsoever. It's not a perfect world. What problems do you encounter on a regular basis? Perhaps those that shouldn't happen.
I guess one of the issues that shouldn't happen is not being able to get into club in contact with club offices, because nobody's updated the Rotary International database using member access. This is a really important tool for clubs, and becoming increasingly so, as Rotary International is sending out more and more information to club offices to try and help them with their roles.
Well, it's interesting that while you were talking about that, the district webmaster was punching the district secretary, which suggests that one or the other has not been doing the right thing.
Or has.
Well, often it can be both, but all of the information at a club level needs to be updated by the club president or secretary. The district can be helpful and supportive, but they can't actually update the information on the club's behalf.
Okay, now membership as well, and attendance. These are things that should be, again, simple, but for some reason or other, it just doesn't happen. And particularly in the case of active members, inactive, they just don't seem to match up. What a club says the figures are is totally different to what RI says they are.
Well, Rotary International only knows what the figures are based on the information that the clubs tell them. So if the club president and secretary aren't updating the membership base regularly, I mean, ideally it would be nice to think they'd come home from a meeting and update it that day, or at least within 24 hours. But we know that's not always possible for some people, but that would be the ideal. But if I've had people over the years that have said to me, "Oh, but of course RI just knows when we induct a new member."
Oh.
Unfortunately, we don't know unless somebody tells us, and the best way to do that is to use member access.
Okay, and do you think enough members know about that to be able to use it?
That's an interesting question. There's certainly a lot of information on the Rotary International website at www.rotary.org that can tell people how to use member access. All Rotarians can be registered because there's information on there they can access. For example, the official directory, which is a very large book and contains information about all of the clubs in the world, is available online to members who have registered with member access. And that is the best edition to use because it's constantly kept up to date.
Yes, but that can only be kept up to date if you get the right information.
Well, that's right. And if every Rotarian is registered, then as soon as they become president or secretary from the 1st of July each year, they can automatically update the information about their club membership, any changes to their time and meeting venues, any other information, particularly any mailing contact information for the club. We find clubs sometimes change their mailing address but don't update the information so that we know where to send information correctly.
Well, at least people know where you are, I think.
Yes.
Well, could I come in there, Ron? Because I don't know where you are. You're in a place called Parramatta.
Yes.
But I don't really know what the function of your office is. I'm sorry.
That's all right. Parramatta is only 30 minutes west of the city of Sydney, so we're very close handy. And we have a full mini secretariat, for want of a better description, here in our office. We have a finance team that look after receipting any donations to the foundation and receipting all the semi-annual returns, and also making the payments out when Rotarians have been sent away on Rotary business so that they can get refunded for their expenses. We also have a full foundation team here that can help with information to try and encourage people to not only donate to the foundation, but to help their club and district get the best value out of those donations that they make by showing them how that can be teamed up with other funds. We have literature is available through our office. Some of it there is a small cost to, but anything, of course, promoting the Rotary Foundation and encouraging donations to that, there is no charge on. And, of course, our club and district support team as well. Our basic role is to help you and club officers and district officers as well through all of the information. If they're not sure of a particular policy question, we can help you through that lovely little book called The Manual of Procedure. Mm-hmm. We can also help if you're looking at forming a new club, or if your club wants to sponsor a Rotaract Interact or even a Rotary Community Call, which we don't have very many of in Australia. Clubs also need to remember that if they want to change the name or the locality of their club, or to merge with another club, so rather than having two small clubs in an area, they can have one larger one. Or if a club unfortunately decides it's reached the end of the line and it's no longer viable for it to continue, all of those changes need to be processed through our office. And we're more than happy to walk a club through all those processes. Most of them are pretty simple.
Sponsoring the Lara Club.
It is.
Yes. And
we always get very excited to see new clubs come in, particularly from Australia.
Okay, so on that basis, Rotary's growing.
Yes, it is.
All right. Okay, well, that's
not
interesting.
Not before time.
Okay, well done. Well
Can
done.
I ask another question?
Certainly.
Does Rotary Down Under work out of your office?
No, they don't.
No.
We're two separate organisations. We look after the Rotary International Secretariat side of things. Rotary Down Under is a magazine organisation.
Yes.
They're set
yes.
up, and their main role is to produce the Rotary Down Under magazine. They do, of course, do a lot of other things, but that is their principal role, and they're separate. And we often hear from people that, oh, why do we have to let you both know when there's changes in membership or anything else? And that's because we are separate, and Rotary International tries to be very protective of the privacy of our Rotarians. But certainly when new clubs are chartered or old ones are closed, we let them know and give them all the information so that they can begin direct contact with the club.
They're the merchandising people, though, aren't they?
They're one of the merchandisers in Australia, yes. There's quite a lot of official licensed merchandisers right around the world.
Oh, yes.
And I think there's about 8 different ones, 4 different ranges of products in Australia itself.
But for, as far as Paul Harris fellows go, that's through your office, isn't it?
Yes, Paul Harris fellowships are definitely done through our office. Mm,
yeah, thank you.
Now, I guess a lot of people tend to imagine that Parramatta is just simply a branch of RI, and you really don't need to go to them. You can go straight to the top.
Some people do think like that, and there are a couple of areas where that will often work well, but we're finding increasingly more work is being done at our regional office level, And often if people send things direct to Evanston, it just means they have to come back to our office then to be processed. And, of course, that delays things a little.
Well, of course, that's probably another furphy too, that your office is actually just Rotary Foundation.
Oh, definitely.
And you don't do anything else.
No, that's only a quarter of the teams that are here. The other three, finance, look after the payment of SARs and payments of donations to the foundation and making payments out for matching grants. We actually look after not only districts based in Australia, New Zealand and the Philippines, but to a lot of other countries in Africa and Asia as well. There's a bit of a view out there that money that's given to the foundation goes straight out the door and to America, and in fact nothing from the foundation donations made in Australia goes to America. Oh. It's either used to pay out matching grants for Australian districts or to other countries in Asia and Africa.
Okay.
And thanks for the great work that you all do for Rotary. The world would be a much poorer place without it in so many ways.